Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Thursday morning. And Alan, you know, the issue of having information in a democracy, and you often talk about how important that is. And certainly without this radio station, we don't have a lot of straight shooting information.
Well, as you know, David, I love this radio station, and I keep meeting other people who do also. When you think of the kinds of environmental reporting that goes on this station and of all the shows, 51%, and everything that has been developed here that makes it unique. You know, recently I saw some data that showed that people really love the locally produced shows that we do here at WAMC. Your shows, The Capital Connection, and all of the others are basically what makes the station go. And the way that that goes, of course, is that you have to pay the people who are doing the work and you have to do all of the other stuff. So while it's a love relationship we all have, it's just a matter of everybody recognizing. And it's a simple recognition. If I could put something in, anything in, to the lockbox, it'll help this thing go faster. And we might even end it before it begins. But we could certainly go halfway to the drive. That would be wonderful. So everybody, go to WAMC.org and tell them Alan sent you.
And if you make your pledge today, you get your vote package. You are voting for the station after all. We'll give you a T-shirt and a coffee mug. Hey, vote for WAMC.
And not only the T-shirt is great. It really is. It's black and white and a big check. And also the same thing on the coffee mug. You'll love it. You will love it. Add it to your collection and let anybody who comes into your house know they're not drinking coffee unless they're drinking it out of a WAMC mug.
Well, speaking of voting, or at least it will be a vote at some point, Jim Todisco, the assemblyman, will officially announce his candidacy for the 49th New York State Senate District this morning. And of course, this is Senator Hugh Farley's seat, who announced recently he's stepping down.
And that he's supporting Todisco. Todisco has been on our shows hundreds and hundreds of times. He is one of the most interesting men in New York State politics. I don't agree with him about everything, but the fact of the matter is that he's always coming up with some very decent ideas, some of which, I have to tell you, have been stolen by the Democrats years later. And he always jokes about how that's okay. It's all right if he comes up with them first and then the Democrats grab them. I think that Todisco, of course, has a leg up in this election, and he's been waiting around for a long time. You know, David, when you go out of the assembly as a Republican, and we've talked, you joked about it, saying that you have the power of warm spit when you're a Republican assemblyman, and go to the state Senate, where at least you have a chance of being in the majority, although he may be arriving just a little too late. So when you have a chance of being in the majority, you have a lot more power.
Well, let's turn to the national scene. The headlines this morning. Ryan caught between GOP unity and future agenda as he's set to meet with Donald Trump today. Speaker Ryan, the Times said, is increasingly at odds with Republicans willing to embrace Mr. Trump as their candidate.
Well, look, Ryan wants to be president of the United States. I think most people understand that. This is not his time, but he will eventually have a time, and he's going to be late to the game. He'll be a little bit older, maybe 8 years older, but he can do it. But he doesn't want to be in a position where he has eschewed the candidate of the Republican Party and watched the Republican Party disintegrate. On the other hand, he knows that many of his colleagues in the Republican Party, the Bushes, father and son, and Mitt Romney, and so many others who he's been close to, really can't stand Trump and want nothing to do with him. So as you put it, David, he is between a rock and a hard place. He will end up endorsing Trump. He will end up trying to keep the Republican Party together. But this is a rough road, and I wouldn't want to be him right now.
Who to pick as a vice presidential candidate? Chris Collins, this is the first sitting congressman to endorse Donald Trump, says he has a name, Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, well, she's a great piano player. She was a terrific, hardworking Secretary of State. Maybe I could walk back on terrific, but let's just say she was the Secretary of State, a woman and of color, and at the top of the heap when it comes to people who would be seen as moderating the influence of the Donald. I still think it's going to be Chris Christie.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Vote now at WAMC.org.
I can't wait, David. No, I really am asking everybody to do something, and we'll get through this together as we've always gotten through it together.
And we thank you.